John Cage's Quartet in Four Parts, performed there by the Duke Quartet, violinists Louise Fuller and Rick Costa, John Metcalf, the violist, and the cellist Sophie Harris. It was performed earlier today at the Cage Uncaged Festival at the Barbican Centre in London. Well, as I said earlier, I'm joined here in the studio by Richard Bernas, conductor and longtime devotee of John Cage's music. Richard, I suppose the kind of obvious thing about that music that will strike anybody coming to it for the first time is how very, very quiet it is. The music whispers all.
It's very concentrated. It invites a meditative attitude. For about 7 or 8 years after World War II, John didn't see the point of writing any loud music. He was fleeing any kind of idea of bombast, and he just didn't want to add to the noise. That's very unlike the pieces from the earlier 40s, which we'll be hearing later on in the percussion concert.
And I suppose another curious thing about this, and a very, very attractive, rather beguiling thing about this piece, is the way that many of the chords are familiar. We hear major chords, don't we?
Yes.
And yet they sound bizarrely new.
Well, he's using the essence of the open strings as well. There's very open fifth sounds that actually, for me, always sound very American, whether they appear in Copland or in Cage. And it builds up a very simple texture. There's no accompaniment in that quartet. It's all the melody, the monody, with its different refractions and reinforcements. That's similar in a way to Four from 1989, because that's a piece that doesn't have an accompaniment either.
Yes, indeed. Now, this piece dates from much later in Cage's career. It's actually dated 1989, just 3 years before he died.
Yeah.
And it's one of that interesting series of pieces which are named simply after the number of players who take part.
Yes, so, and it goes up to 101, doesn't it?
101, yes. Which we'll be hearing tomorrow, 101 orchestral players. And this is one of several pieces named Four. And, of course, it looks very different, doesn't it, on the page to the one we've just heard, because the one we've just heard is a fairly conventional-looking score.
It's a normal score for string quartet, while Four is a set of parts that the players then realize. And it's the idea of four completely independent voices, where the earlier piece is building up a single line out of the four players, and they're all contributing 25% to the composite. Here, each person is almost an independent entity. They have a kind of series of time brackets in which sounds can be played. So it's a kind of idealized community of sound.
And if that's the case, I suppose there isn't any such thing as a score, really.
Well,
there's just a set of parts.
You could call it a blueprint that could be realized, but there's no score in the sense of an ideal object that we strive to realize, strive to attain.
And so, presumably, within this bracket that you mentioned, there's a good deal of freedom. You can enter late on in the bracket, you can finish
early in the bracket. They're sort of like rough overall timings between which extremes you can place the sound.
And again, you've been talking about how Cage went through a period of being very quiet, as it were, in the late 40s, early 50s. Here, at the end of his life, he seems to have become quiet again, doesn't he?
I think there's a feeling of really escaping any idea of rhetoric, any idea of a major statement, and just inviting people to listen to the most gentle, isolated, controlled sounds.
Well, let's hear it now. John Cage's Four, performed again by the Duke Quartet.